Let's start recording. I thought it would be fun to record you, Mom, on this day, the 12th of December, 2012, singing some songs that you remember from your childhood in China.
Right.
And would you like to tell me introduce a song and sing it, like where did it come from?
When I was in school, in a Chinese American school, I probably was about eighth grade, and the graders, sixth, seventh, and eighth, were all called graders, and we looked up to the high school kids a lot, and this was, I think, junior and senior high school put on an operetta, which they wrote, and it was called Ill Flows the Gore, which is a takeoff, of course, I'm sure you know this, an Il Trovatore. And it was about Count de Luni, and if you know Il Trovatore, you probably know who that Count de Luni was supposed to be. And then there was Poyadora, who's probably also a takeoff, but probably they didn't have to be from the same opera. They just made these, you know, put them all together. And this song is about, let's see, when Phaedora and her boyfriend, and I don't think he was Count de Luni, come back together. And it's based on, you will recognize the tune, but I can't tell you what it's from. Let's see. Oh, my Phaedora, come back to you. Yes, my lovely lover, can this be true? You see, these are two different male and female.
Okay.
I see. Two singers.
Yes, my lovely lover,
I've come back to you. And then the lady sings. Phaedora sings, honey, 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 honey. And then he sings, wifey, 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 wifey. And then there's a duet. We'll cherish you and love you all my whole life through. My Phaedora, I love you too, too. Yes, my dear Count de Luni, you've come back to you. Honey, honey. Honey, 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 honey,
honey, honey.
Wifey, 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 wifey. We'll cherish you and love you all my whole life through.
Bravo!
Bravo! Bravo! There's a lot more, but I can't think of them. I'll have to remember them and then record them later. There are a lot more. There's one about the Wicked Old Witch, but all I can think of is the Wicked Old Witch in Wizard of Oz. And it isn't that. She's a hag, and she's dead. And then that's all I can think of right now. So
okay.
We'll just let it end right there. That's the turning point right there.
Okay. I'm just wondering if there are any stories that come to mind about this time when you were a grader. You know, any stories that you remember of the silly things you did or of things that you remember from your school time, your school days in China that come to mind right now?
Well, we used to have, in the dining room, we would all go down. I think we had big round tables, and I believe we were assigned to tables for a week.
Now, was this a boarding school in China?
This was a boarding school in North China American School outside of Peking, outside of Beijing, 14 miles outside. Now, it's a part of Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a suburb. But it was Tungzhou. It was in Tungzhou. And Tungzhou was an ancient Chinese city outside of Beijing. And it still had its city wall. at that time. They haven't taken it down yet. And around every city wall there was a moat, and we used to go down in the spring, especially when there were lots of violets out. We'd go down, lie in the lovely, soft place around the city wall and next to the little moat. And, this, you know, we'd go down there to study or to laugh and be silly. And often there were Chinese students from the Chinese schools that would be down there, too. They would study. The way the Chinese students studied was to memorize everything. So you'd hear them muttering in Chinese as they memorized stuff. And
what else? So you stayed in this boarding school, but which was 14 miles outside of Peking,
right,
where your parents were, and you lived away from home during high school. But
it was during the Depression. I had brought a lot of the missionaries home, but since both my father and mother had been teachers, they kept them on, and they brought us and me, and I was a grader at that time in the sixth grade, out of the mission station to Tungjo. And Dad became, Grandpa Robinson became head of the school. He was a principal.
Of the school that you went to?
Yeah.
Oh.
Of this North China American school.
Was it co-ed?
Yeah, it was co-ed.
So your brothers had gone there too?
They were there at the time.
They were there too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think Harold graduated when I was there, and then Jim came on and graduated later. But my folks were, they took charge of a little boy's dorm, and I lived there with them. No, I lived in the girls' dorm. But on vacations time, I would go and live with them in the little boy's dorm because they had an apartment in there.
Your parents did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Oh, between the little boy's dorm and the school campus, there was a moat, or had been a moat, around that area, but it had become just a road. It had become a road, and it was called the Sunken Road. And there was a lot of carts and things went up and down. There weren't any cars, but people walking and, you know, carts that went out to the farms. And maybe now and then there'd be horses. And then when Japan invaded China, there were Japanese soldiers, but they didn't bother us at all. They never came on campus. And
when was that? In the 30s?
That would have been in the 30s, yeah. I think the last time we came back was in 1940. So they had invaded China, but they weren't bothering any foreigners. We saw a lot of Japanese soldiers, but they, you know, they left us alone. They didn't want any trouble with white folk. But they were not very good to the Chinese. The Chinese were conquered race at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But we never saw any of it. But we did at night on our campus, which was outside the Tungjo city wall, outside of the moat also, around the wall. And we would smell at times the burning of bodies of the Japanese soldiers. What do you call that? Has the name?
Cremation,
yeah. We would smell that all the way on our campus. And we never smelled that before the Japanese invaded. So it was kind of an acrid smell. But we lived a very peaceful life there. We had big boys dormitory on one side of the campus, and then there were tennis courts between the big boys dormitory and this big, big school building and the girls dormitory next to the school building. And then there was a huge area that had a quarter of a mile walk around it. And after study hall every night, you would pick up your, if you were lucky enough to be a couple, and you would walk around the quarter mile. That's what it was like. You walked around, and you had to be in by a certain time at night. But we'd study in the study hall in the school building next to the girls' dorm. And then when study hall was over, I don't remember when that was. It might have been 8:30 or 9. And it was dark, of course. And I had a boyfriend whose name was Trevor Housky. And he and I would walk the quarter mile after that, and holding hands. Oh,
holding hands.
So exciting, holding hands.
Oh.
And we actually gave each other a big kiss once. I think I nearly fell over because neither of us had any idea how to kiss. But we really were a couple for a long time.
When you were by the time you were in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
You weren't a grader.
It's off. So I can't think of anything else right now. So
you were talking about how everybody sings. Everybody did a lot of singing.
Oh, we had, yeah, there was a lot of singing because that was something that we had the teachers that came to teach in Tungjo were young people just graduated from, I think all of them from congregational colleges like Carleton and Oberlin. And
McAllister, Beloit,
Grinnell, no, just those three.
I see.
Grinnell, Oberlin, and
Beloit.
Mm-hmm. And they would come out and they were...
Oh, Carleton. You said Carleton.
Carleton, yeah, before, yeah. They would be young people just graduated from college and they were looking for adventure. Mm-hmm. And the men teachers would live in the big boys' dormitory, which was the same building that had... Oh, there were two buildings for the big boys. Some of the big boys lived in the school building on the top floor in the attic, and they would look down into the girls' dormitory. And we had a big room for about four or five girls. We never knew it, but they told us later. They would watch us peer down. I suppose they would go and, you know, line up at the windows in their upper floor dormitory in the school building and watch us dress and undress.
Oh dear.
And
well,
you know, it was pretty secret stuff. And well, that was it.
So
yeah, it was a great school.
So you all sang a lot. You talked about how you had this operetta.
Yeah, we had this operetta.
But what was it called again?
Ill Flows the Gore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take off on Il Troubadour.
Mm, and that you still remembered some of, which is really great.
There might be one or two people still alive who would remember it, but so many people I know have died. It's a very strange time to be alive when you know so many folks that were very dear to you.
The China. So, yeah, those friends that you had in the school, in the North China American school.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened to the boyfriend? What was his name again?
Trevor Housky. He has married someone named, I forget what her name is, probably on purpose, because I think we always were very much in love as little tiny people.
Aww.
He was a real sweetheart.
So then,
nice guy.
You both went, was he older, so he went off to college ahead of you? And you
no,
just
we were
sort of
the same
him.
Age.
Uh-huh.
The same age, same grade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just these childhood boy girlfriend things.
Yeah. Huh. But you kept up with a lot of the people from that group.
Yeah. Or I did for quite a while.
You had those annual reunions,
right?
Or things like
yeah.
that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is really great.
Yeah, and different parts of the country. I know we ran one out here. I forget
yeah,
what year
you
it was.
You did one. You organized
yeah.
one. You were in charge of one of them.
Yeah, right.
About five years ago, something like
mm-hmm.
that. 4 or 5 years ago.
But all those people have moved away or died off.
Yeah.
Huh. Strange feeling.
Yeah. So, well, it's really nice to hear you talk about these things. You have stories.
Well, I do have a Chinese song that I remember.
Okay.
And I think I learned this in, we did have one Chinese class, and we tormented the teacher terribly. We were awful. But this was about, this is from a Chinese operetta, and it goes, Sua shou lua you shou gu, shou na de xiao gu, Lai Changa Bedi Gur Waya Buhe Chang Jowhe changa song yanga, fung fung yanga, ai ai yo. Drr plung dung piawi piaw, drr plung dung piawi piaw, drr piaw, drr piaw, drr piaw piaw piawi piaw, piaw piaw piaw.
What is it? Can you translation, please?
Well, in my right hand I have a little gong, and left hand I have a little drum, and with my little drum I play. I will sing a song. Yet I only know one song because I can't sing any other. And that's the only one I can sing. It's repeated, sort of. And then the little drum and the... what was the other thing I said?
The gong.
The gong. It, then they do a little song and they go... Drr, belong dung, piawi, piaw. Drr, belong dung, piawi, piaw. Drr, piaw. Drr, piaw. Drr, piaw, piaw, piawi, piaw.
And which is the gong and which is the drum? The brr is the drum?
I think so.
Is it kind of like a drum roll? It sounds like a drum roll.
Brr, belong dung, piawi, piaw. Brr, belong dung, piawi, piaw.
Maybe the piawi, piaw is the gong.
Must be. Piawi, piaw, mm-hmm. Knocking the gong.
Yeah.
Brr, piaw, brr, piaw, brr, piaw, piaw, brr, piawi, piaw.
It's amazing that you remember that.
Oh, you remember a lot of songs. I bet all of you remember songs from your childhood.
Sure, yeah.
It's funny, once you have music, you remember the songs.
So do you remember any other songs, Chinese songs? Or little ditties or something in Chinese?
Yeah. Wa gua yoga ha pang wa wa shou nai chao no yang yan li hui shua hua. Boucher fan, boucher hot boo cha, guang yao chur mama, mama da da baby nana, jo yao, let's see, mama bit, je je da, je je ga ga, dee dee may me, da ma boo I ta, and that sings, wa jiao yoga pang wa wa, means in my house we have a baby. A fat baby. Toe dai shao yang mao. On her head she has a little woolen cap. Yan li hui shua hua. In her eyes she can talk. Bu chur fan. She doesn't eat food. Bu doesn't drink tea. Bu he cha. Jo yao chur mama. Just wants to eat her mother's breast. And then... Ga ga me ga ga dee dee me me je je sama boo I ta, and that means older brother, younger brother, big sister, little sister. Why don't they like that baby?
Oh, I want to learn this song. Can you sing it word line by line? Let me copy it.
I think so.
Okay, let's try that.
Wa ja yoga pang wa wa.
Vaja yoga pang wa wa.
That's good. In my house we have a fat baby.
Fat baby.
Toe dai shang. Toe dai. On her head she wears a little woolen cap. Toe dai. Oh, die something Western woolen cap, I think. Western woolen cap. Yan li hui shua hua. In her eyes, she can speak. Bu chur fan. She doesn't eat food. Bu doesn't, but doesn't drink tea. Bu he cha.
Bu he cha.
Jo wa chur. Jo yao chur mang ma. Jo yao chur ma ma.
Jo yao chur ma ma.
Good. All right, let's sing it again.
Let's do that. Okay.
Wa ja yoga pang wa wa. Oh, die, how shall young Mar. That's right. On her head, she wears a little hat, little woman. Young Mar, Mar. Her eyes can talk. Yan li shui shua hua.
Yan li shui.
Wait, wait.
Yan shui. Wait, say it again.
Yan li.
Yan li shui.
Wait, wait.
Yan li
hui shua hua.
Yan li hui shua hua.
Bu chu fan.
Bu chu fan.
Bu ha cha.
Bu ha cha.
Joe Yao Chur Mama.
Joe Chur Mama.
Gaga dee 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 may may. Gaga dee 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 may may. Zamabu Aita. Why don't they like her?
Zamabu Aita. I love that little song. I'm going to try to memorize it.
Okay.
From just the recording.
Well, we'll sing it again. Okay.
Okay, let's sing it again.
Whoa, that's too high. Wa ja.
That's too low, though.
Wa ja. Wa ja.
Wa ja.
Yoga kang wa wa. Toe dai. Xiao Bang Maur, To Dai Xiao Yang Maur, Maur,
To Dai Xiang,
Xiao,
To Dai Xiao Yang Maur,
Yan Li Hui Shua Hua,
Yan Li Hui,
Yan Li Hui Shua Hua,
Yan Li Hui Shua Hua.
Ga bu chu fan bu cha cha
bu chu fan
bu ha cha jiao yao chu ma ma
jiao yao chu ma ma.
That's perfect.
She just mama. She just wants to suck on mama's boobs.
Right.
Okay.
And then ga oldest brother. Dee, youngest brother. Jeje, oldest sister.
Okay, Dee,
Jeje, Mei. Gaga, Dee, Jeje, Mei, Zamabu Aita.
Uh-oh, let's go back and do that part by part. Okay.
Gaga, Dee, Jeje, Mei, Zamabu Aita.
Zamabu Aita. That's it?
Mm-hmm.
I love that little song. It's great. Thank you.
Did I translate it for you?
Well, yeah, you did. You translated it once. So is there anything else?
Let's see. There's so many things.
So many things. It's fun to have them come rolling out of your memory banks.
I know. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Nobody's interested.
Can you tell the story about Grandma's... You were born in Barrie, Vermont, right?
Right.
And where was Jim born?
Jim and Harold were born in Bowding Fu.
Okay. So Bowding Fu, can you tell the story of, I think one of them, one of their birth had something to do with a rickshaw ride several times across the city.
That was Grandma Robinson's oldest. That would be Harold. And of course, she had to travel probably 5 miles across the Chinese city to go to the American hospital on the other side of town.
And the city was Bowding Fu?
Right. And, of course, on the first baby, you're very anxious. You think that your first, what do you call them, cramps?
Contractions.
Contractions are about to produce the baby. So, of course, both Grandma and Grandpa were very anxious, and they loaded her in a rickshaw to get over to the hospital.
And were there smooth, paved asphalt streets?
Oh, no. Bumpy roads all the way.
Like cobblestones or just dirt, rocky, just bump dirt? Yeah,
yeah, okay. Dirt, well packed down dirt roads, okay. Or if it's muddy, very muddy. And of course, they had to be pulled by a rickshaw puller.
Yeah.
Had to run very fast.
So Grandpa was in the rickshaw with her?
No, he would be in a separate rickshaw. No, he probably rode his bike alongside.
Really?
Yeah, he would be in a rickshaw.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And then, of course, there would be Harold. They waited maybe, I don't know how long, and so overnight, and had to come back. And she,
they went to the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then the cramps stopped.
The contractions stopped?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Nothing happened.
So they went back home?
Yeah.
Whoa. 5 miles.
Yeah.
Something.
Or something, yeah.
Jeez, that'll get your labor going, bumping along a road. Okay. And then they stayed, waited the night, and then went back the next day because she started having contractions again?
And this was on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
And Grandpa's birthday was on January 1st. So Harold was born on New Year's Eve.
Like Dad.
Yeah.
As
right, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. So he was born. So the first night they went over must have been the night of the 30th.
I guess
then
so.
Then they went back home, and then the next day went back over to the hospital.
Right. Yeah.
So, and he was born on the 30th. Mm-hmm. 31st.
That's right. New Year's Eve.
Huh. That's quite a birth story.
That's quite a birth story, yeah.
And I wonder what the birth actually, what it was like. Were there male doctors, or was it female, you know, midwives who attended?
Well, there was always a missionary doctor. I don't remember if a man or a woman at that point. But they kind of ran the hospital, and then there would be Chinese nurses and maybe a Chinese doctor, too, that would probably have been trained in Peking.
Yeah.
And those hospitals are still running. You know, and also the schools that were started by missionaries are still going.
When I read Pearl Buck's biography, I don't think it was an autobiography. I think it was a biography. It sounded so dangerous. I mean, it was a hazardous place to grow up. Her brothers, some of her siblings died of smallpox.
Yeah, a lot of them died, right?
They had polio. And there were all these things. They were subject to the hazards, health hazards and things like that, cholera, you know, things like that, as the Chinese. And then...
Well, also the Chinese were not... they were immune. The Americans weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But, let's see. The Chinese were, you know, once the plant was built, it used in out of gray bricks in North China, and there were several stories tall school buildings or hospitals.
And these were missionary hospitals and schools and compounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Living places.
Right, right. Yeah. And we were in Baoningfu, we were in the, I think we were in the west suburb, but I'm not sure. And the other one was across town, was in the east suburb, outside the city wall. That's why they're suburbs.
Mm-hmm. I see. When you went back to China with Harold, did you go to Beijing and
look? James. With James.
Right,
Rose Joan.
That's right. Harold had died.
Yeah.
You went with James. That's
and
right.
Rose Joan, yeah.
So did you go see any of the places that you had known? Were you able to see
We only went to Zhengzhou, to the old school.
The old school.
It had totally changed. They were using it as a school still, but it's very good. They had turned it into a nurses training center, and they had built new buildings where we had tennis courts.
I see.
It was much bigger, and they were training nurses there.
And when did you go back with Jim and Rose Joan?
Gosh, I don't remember.
It was when you lived in your Aunt Albina. So it was maybe 15 years ago. You were like 76 years old. 75 years old, something like that?
You know, I really don't remember. Rose Joan does remember.
When you went back there, before you went, you had been practicing or getting some tutoring with your Chinese language.
Yeah.
And then I remember you saying something about how you thought you were terrible, but when you got there, you were amazed by how much your Chinese just came
tumbling back. It was amazing, yeah. And the proper intonations and all that, that's really strange. When you're little, you can just pick those things up and they stay with you.
Uh-huh. Indelibly imprinted into your mind.
And you don't remember it until you begin using it.
And I think when you hear language, it's priming the pump. It draws things up. When you start to hear, because when I've gone back to Japan or France, or I'm in a Spanish-speaking situation,
it's amazing
how the language just comes out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you're not thinking and making it come out. It's prompted by that stimulus.
But when I was in college, I had taken some French in high school. And in college, I tried to take a French conversation class. I had to quit it because it was just to be conversation, and I kept talking in Chinese.
I love that. I'm sorry, Elizabeth. Miss Ratcliffe, will you please stop that gibberish?
Miss Robinson,
I'm sorry. Will you please stop that gibberish?
Yes, yes.
They did not get it.
I was very embarrassed.
Well, we should have more conversations like this, but I think we need to go now.
We need to go and get you ready to take
off. Okay, thank you very much for doing this.
There's a lot of things you need to get packed.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.